people who are more shy.
Can I just see the order briefly? I didn't look before.
People are more shy.
Thanks.
Maybe so they aren't coming up.
Now I know. I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight for our student showcase. This is one of the neatest things I think that happens all week at Augusta, but I probably said that about every event that's happened so far because I really like it all. We're going to have it sound recorded tonight by David Mould, and he did let me know that if anyone feels shy about being recorded or really does not want to be recorded, just let him know and he won't record it. No one here will feel bad about you feeling that way, and because we all understand, so that's perfectly fine. We have several mics here, but he also let me know that it doesn't mean you have to stand in front of it like this and talk. Right. Wow, I just killed him. I wondered if that would work. And you can move around a little bit, and he'll be over there flipping his little knobs and making it all turn out just right. he's going to try. So they are not like glue. You don't have to stand right there, and you can move around a little bit and make the audience all-inclusive all the way around. As everyone knows, there is a front and a back to everybody, and at one point your back will be at somebody, and that's just the way it is here tonight because of the room. But the acoustics are so wonderful in here. We have a great lineup of people. I don't even know what some of these people are going to do, so I'm going to be just as surprised as all of you will be. And I will be calling your name. I will be calling three names at a time so that the first person and then the next two people will be getting ready to come on down, because we do have a lot of people, and that makes it just a little bit easier for the getting on and off the downstairs area here. Also, in terms of your introductions, keep it a little on the short side. I mean, you need to introduce your song and what you're doing and maybe a little bit about the song or whatever, but no five-hour introductions because that'll make us take until like next week or something like that. I also noticed when I picked up the sign-up list up there that no one had signed into space number one. It's kind of like sitting on the front row in a classroom or something else. No one wants to sit on the front row. So I scratched my head and tried to figure out what that might mean, and since I hadn't signed up, I thought, well, maybe that means I need to be first. So I'll be the brave old soul that breaks the ice here. It's a song I wrote about my experience as a woman, but I think also about everyone's experience from whatever walk of life you come from. And I named the song The False Promise Blues. Oh, well, my mama never told me. She never told me about the blues. She never told me. Huh, I never told me. And my daddy never told me. He never told me about the blues. He never told me. Huh, I never told me. The only thing he told me, I could be anything I choose. Well, my grade school never told me. They never told me about the blues. They never told me. Huh, I never told me. And my high school never told me. They never told me about the blues. They never told me. Huh, I never told me. The only thing they told me, I could be anything I choose. But it takes a certain sex and collar to be able to choose. I'm gonna lose. It takes a certain amount of money to be able to choose. I'm gonna lose. False promises they gave me. That's why I sing the blues. I sing the false promise blues. But I don't want to lose. I want to choose. I sing the false promise blues. But I don't want to lose. I want to choose false promises they gave me. That's why I sing the blues. The next person on the list is Susan Brady, and then Sybil, and then Myra Boynton. Yeah, this is always a challenge here.
Hi. Is this distance from the mic okay? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to sing a song about the rivers of Texas, and I have a very interesting history with the song. I first learned it many years ago when I was working at a hospital in the Bronx in New York, and I became friends with an old Irish nurse there,
and we spent a couple of lunch hours together exchanging songs, and she's the one who taught me the song, The River of Texas. And, well, of course, I know it's not an Irish song, but I was walking along the street one day shortly after I learned the song, and I was singing it to myself, and there was this old guy, old Irish man, walking behind me, and he started joining in with the chorus. So, as I said, I knew it wasn't Irish, but I guess from those experiences, I always figured that it was an old song that had been handed down from generation to generation. And I just learned this afternoon that it was written by Bill Staines. So I'm going to sing the song. I don't know if you know the chorus or not, but join with me or I'll teach it otherwise. We crossed the broad Pecos, I forded the Nueces, swam the Guadalupe, I followed the Brazos, Red River runs rusty, Wichita clear, but down by the Brazos I courted my dear. Lie, lie, lee, 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 give me your hand, lie, lie, lee, lee, the girls of Little River, they're plump and they're pretty. The Sabine and Sanchez has many a beauty. Down by the Natchez, there's girls by the score. I never will walk by the Brazos no more. Lie, lie, lee, 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 give me your hand. Lie, lie, lee, 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 give me your hand. Lie, lie, lee, give me your hand. There's many a river that waters the land. She hugged me, she kissed me, she called me her dandy. The Trinity's muddy, the Brazos quicksandy. She hugged me, she kissed me, she called me her own. But down by the Brazos she left me alone. Lie, lie, lee, 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 give me your hand. Lie, lie, lee, 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 give me your hand. Lie, lie, lee, 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 give me your hand. There's many a river that waters the land.
Thank you.
Next, we have Sybil, then Maya Boynton, and Sally and the Munchkins.
Hi, everybody. Is this on? Oh, I don't. This doesn't go out there. Oh, it's just for you. All right.
Just for me.
Just for you. Okay. I'm gonna sing a song that my good friend and helper Bill Wellington gave me the opportunity to learn last week, and we used it in our children's Folk Arts for Kids pageant. It's called Lament of the Maple. It's by Lori Lewis, right? Upon my boughs, and all through long winter nights, the storm would round me howl, and when the morning came, sun. I was the child of earth and sky, and all the earth was
styles. It always amazes me. Next is Maya Boynton, Sally and the Munchkins, and then Becky Hall.
I'm introducing Mike Frisch.
Hi, Mike.
Chip McKinney, Climbing Over Zion's Walls. As soon as you get it, sing it. And sing it as loud as you can, or as nice as you can. Mother, Father, Sister, Brother. Oh, you must mind mother, it'll
be too late, be too late, be too late.
Oh, you must
mind mother, it'll be too late, climbing over Zion's walls. Heaven bells are ringing and I'm a-coming home,
I'm a-coming home.
hay and bells are ringing and I'm coming home, climbing over Zion's walls.
Help us, you must find Father,
it'll be too late, be too late, be too late. Oh, you must find Father, it'll be too late, climbing over Zion's walls. Hay and bells are ringing and I'm coming home. Mom, sisters, it'll be too late, be too late, be too late. Oh, you must mind, sister, it'll be too late, climbing over Zion's walls. Hey, and bells are ringing and I'm coming home, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Hey, and bells are ringing and I'm coming home, climbing over Zion's walls. Oh, you must find, brother, it'll be too late, be too late, be too late. Oh, you must find, brother, it'll be too late, climbing over Zion's walls. Hey, and bells are ringing and I'm coming home, I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
And I bet you've been guessing who they are. After Becky Hall, which is coming up next, we'll have Laurie Kendall.
This is the folk music, folk arts, I don't know what it's called, folk arts for kids. Kids. And they wrote a song for you, which I'm sure you'll appreciate. You'll wish you had written it yourselves, but you didn't. Ha, they did. You can sing along, it has a great chorus. They wrote it so you can sing along and it'll catch on. You guys ready? Come on, let's pull this. No, how about there? Is that a good key?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Ready? They know the words, I don't. So, ready?
Yeah. Nobody likes it, everybody hates it. Guess I'll skip it too. Casserole noodles, oohs and oohs of disgusting Augusta food. I like the salad, but throw the rest away.
Everybody!
Nobody likes it, everybody hates it. Guess I'll skip it too.
Casserole noodles!
Casserole noodles. Servers, they help you. The company's great, though we have to wait. And I like the cleanup crew. Nobody likes it, everybody hates it. Guess I'll skip it too. Casserole noodles, oodles and oodles of disgusting Augusta food.
Oh,
somebody likes it, a lot of people eat it. Guess I'll join in too. I'd rather have pizza, spaghetti, and steak, but I guess this'll have to do.
Some more now.
Nobody likes it, everybody hates it. Guess I'll skip it too. Casserole noodles, oodles and noodles, disgusting Augusta
Munchkins. Next courtesy of Becky Hall, then Lori Cadell, and then Fred, Polly, and Bonnie.
I go to school in New Hampshire, and I learned this song from a friend while I was hiking with them up in the mountains, and it's called Voices in the Hills. I don't know who it's by. If you pick up on the chorus or know it, sing along.
Oh, my name is Gary Bartlett. I was born in the mountains, worked all of my adult life in the hills. Seven generations. Now my brother Wayne's the only one who's farming still. The oldest tombstones in the graveyard stand over my forebears. The hills and roads and creeks around that bear my family name. But like exiles in our own land, we live haunted by the old ways. Like the Indians who were driven out when first my people came. These mountains know more than they tell, more than you or I ever will. And there's magic hiding underneath that country windowsill, and there's voices in the hills. All the old ways had their hardships, the winters were so lonely, but we knew where we belonged in a world we could understand. But as the cities closed in on us, our one choice was quite simple: to go broke from paying taxes or get rich from selling land. Now our children will all grow up like children from the cities, though living in the country, they're not living off the land. And their pleasures come in packages, styrofoam and fiberglass, using as a mantelpiece the tools once made by hand. And these mountains know more than they tell, more than you or I ever will. And there's magic hiding underneath that country windowsill, and there's voices in the hills. Now the children of the cities come looking for the good life in a picture card New England of a long forgotten day. Me and all the dream they're looking for, believe me, no one loves it more than he who held it in his hands and watched it fade away. And these mountains no more than they.
And Polly, Fred, Polly, and Bonnie, and then Sandy Sachs.
You have to sit down and you have short legs, you need a short chair. This song, I first heard Bill Stain sing it, the 8-step in Albany, a couple of years ago. And I decided then that I really had to learn it, but kind of got set aside until I heard Priscilla Herdman sing it a few months ago, and that's when I decided that I had to really sit down and start learning it. Like many of his songs, it is a song of hope and affirmation that all of our troubles and difficulties that we all face, everything will come out right. This is Bill Stain's The Spirit Song. Oh dear,
sorry.
Stands a misty mountain in the soft and gentle rain, against the flight of endless time, forever to remain. Through all the passing seasons, through every night and day, I can see that misty mountain, and I feel the spirit say, oh brother, don't you weep. Oh, brother, don't you weep no more. Sun's gonna shine on the golden shore. Oh, brother, don't you weep. Oh, sister, don't you weep. Oh, sister, don't you weep no more. Sun's gonna shine on the golden shore. Oh, sister, don't you weep. The rocky road of trouble, and by the twisted paths of pain. Sometimes it is a struggle, sometimes we come up late. But with children on our shoulders, we face another day. Through their trusting eyes of innocence, I can feel the children say, oh, Father, don't you weep. Oh, Father, don't you weep no more. Sun's gonna shine on the golden shore. Oh, Father, don't you weep. Oh, Mother, don't you weep. Oh, Mother, don't you weep no more. Sun's gonna shine on the golden shore. Oh, Mother, don't you weep. When there's music all around you, and you just can't seem to hear, when the answer's right around the bend, but it never shows up clear, when there's darkness right above you, it's hard to know and understand, but there's a heart out there that loves you, and there's a promise in your hand. Oh, people, don't you weep. Oh, people, don't you weep no more. Sun's gonna shine on the golden shore. Oh, people, don't you weep. Oh, singers, don't you weep. Oh, singers, don't you weep no more. Sun's gonna shine on the golden shore.
next is Fred, Polly, and Bonnie, Sandy Sachs, and then Kate Long. David's really good at running up there and getting these mics and stuff, so you have the freedom to sit wherever you need to sit, I mean, to stand or sit or whatever.
Except
for up there. Well, I guess not total freedom. Restricted freedom, we shall call it. So, you know, feel free to stand facing the different areas of the audience, and if you need the chair, to get your chair and set yourself up so you're comfortable.
Forgive us.
Oh, that's all.
Good evening, or as we in the West Indies would say, good night, which is a greeting. Good night. My name is Fred Watts. This is my wife, Polly, and this is Bonnie Bailey. Polly and I have lived in the West Indies in the Virgin Islands for almost 20 years now. And we have been coming to Augusta for this is our second year here. And in fact, we met Bonnie last year. And this year, we are doing something different. Because most years, when we come to Augusta, as this one or other festivals, we go back with tapes, records, books, similar things like that. This year, we're taking something else. We're taking Bonnie Bailey. Bonnie's going to teach school at Antilles School in St. Thomas. About the same time as we moved to the Virgin Islands, there was a whole bunch of neat music developing. Now, there is calypso in the West Indies, and calypso points and digs and twists and exposes and makes fun of, and no one is safe. But unfortunately, most of the calypso is played with a brass band. And I promise you, none of it is played with an auto harp, except maybe by me. One song came out of the reggae tradition by a marvelous poet who's now dead, a fellow by the name of Bob Marley. We'd like to sing a song that perhaps you'll like. It's called Three Little Birds. Once you figure the words, sing it with us, please. Don't worry about a ting. Every little ting gonna be alright. Baby, don't worry about a ting. Every little ting gonna be alright. Woke up this morning, face to the rising sun. Three little birds on the doorstep, singing sweet songs,
loving that melody. This is my message to you.
That's all there is to it. Sing it with me. Oh, one thing. One thing is, it isn't thing, it's ting. TH comes out tap. So it's needle and track. Every little ting gonna be all right.
Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing's gonna be alright. Baby, don't worry about a thing. Every little thing's gonna be alright.
Woke up this morning, face to the rising sun. Three little birds on my doorstep, singing sweet song, loving the melody,
loving that melody.
This is my message.
This is my message to you. Don't worry about ting. Every little ting gonna be alright. Don't worry.
Woke up this morning,
face to the rising sun. Three little birds on the doorstep, singing sweet song, loving that melody. This is my message to you. This is my message to you.
One more time now.
This is my message to you.
Thank you.
Indeed trying to put the spotlight on us, but they made one mistake. They left it on in their car out in the parking lot out there. So there's a red Toyota out there with his lights on. It's four-wheel drive. So if it's your car,
New York plates.
With New York plates? With New York plates. So just thought I'd let you know. The spotlight's on us, but it's way out there. So now we have Sandy Sachs coming up with Kate Long following her, and then the Wild Women. Uh-oh.
I'd like to introduce a friend who's very gracious tonight. Charlie King.
I need to go.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about this.
This song is. This song is written by Kim and Reggie Harris, who travel around the country teaching children and adults songs about the Underground Railway. So I want you to listen real hard for passwords and code words, because Queen Victoria said that anyone that came to Canada would be free to come there. So heaven is Canada, and the gospel train is the Underground Railway. And shepherds are those folks that came along and took people on the gospel train. Moon is away tonight, the weather is all fine. Weary travelers will be happy on the line. Wasn't so long ago that I was on that train moving away, heaven bound. It was at harvest time that the southern breeze did blow. It was at harvest time that the southern breeze did blow. I heard the gospel train and I knew I had to go. The journey was long and hard and three did nearly die moving away, heaven bound. And I miss you now when the snow falls around me. The chains that I used to wear wrapped around my heart, and I need you now, for my burden is so heavy without you near. Heaven is less than fair. Will you be traveling late when the sun has lost its light? Shall I bring a lantern? No, the North Star will be bright. They tell me the shepherd calls, he comes for you tonight, moving away, heaven bound. And I miss you now when the snow falls around me. The chains that I used to wear wrapped around my heart, and I need you now, for my burden is so heavy without you near. Heaven is less than fair.
next we have Kate Long, followed by The Wild Woman, and then Keith Patrie.
This is something to be followed by wild women. everywhere I turn my back to somebody.
Wherever you go, you're going to turn your back to somebody.
I labor really hard over most of the songs that I write. They come in bits and pieces, and like fragments of a puzzle over months. But every now and then a song comes whole. This one came to me one night after I stayed up late reading Jean-Marie Simon's haunting, moving account of life in Guatemala these days, called Eternal Springtime, Eternal Tyranny. And I woke up in the middle of the night and this song was playing in my head. And I got a tape recorder and put it down and in the morning started finishing it up. It's called Walk in Silence, Live in Fear. I had a dream the other night. I lived in a land full of beauty and fright. The mountains were blue and misty and high, and an army was watching with murderous eyes. Walk in silence, living in fear. I went out my door, I walked down the street. Four broken bodies lay at my feet. I knew who they were, I loved them well. But I walked right by as if I couldn't tell. For I felt the eyes watching and made mine stay dry. I knew it was dangerous even to cry. Walk in silence, living in fear. So many I knew had just disappeared. If you dare disagree, you were no longer there. My husband had gone to fight in the hills. It was join the resistance or stay and be killed. Walk in silence, live in fear. They came to my house in the dead of the night. I had no protection, no phone calls, no rights. I cried to my neighbors, oh help me, oh please. But they all closed their windows so they wouldn't see. Walk in silence, living in fear. But then I awoke home in my bed. 'Twas only a dream, it was all in my head. I joined with a stranger somehow in my sleep. Now I can't forget her, she echoes in me. Singing freedom is fragile, no freedom's not free. After one night of dreaming her reality, walk in silence, live in fear.
Here at Augusta, as you just saw, and even some of the students have tapes out, and I encourage you to, you know, tell the students whom you appreciate their songs and let them know how you like them, and just because that feedback is really important to people. This must be the Wild Woman. Could I be wrong? See, after our Wild Women here, we have Keith Patry and the Mary Ann Johnston.
Well, we're the Wild Women, as you can probably tell by looking at us. Actually, we're all veterans of Blues Week, except for one new person. And this song is one that got composed as recently as last night. Florette, who is wearing the fratois, if I'm saying that correctly, and I were walking back from the cafeteria lamenting about the fact that there's one situation we really want men to be strong in, and that's when you're dancing. yeah, we don't mind following under those circumstances. So anyway, we realized that we sort of had a tune that kind of got inspired by that, so recruited some friends to help us out with it, and I'll introduce them. I'm Donna. This is Andra on mandolin. We have Anna on, well, shoes. Fred on fratois, and Dale on trumpet. And we'll see what happens here. Good start here. Thank you.
swing me through the night. I need a man to lead me, put on my loins and shoes. I need a man to move me with the power of the blues. Now, come on, girls. Take me on a fast car, swing me through the